Hat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Big news from Soccer's Night of Nights. Have a guess who's won the Ballon d'Or title for the seventh time.
Oh, is that Leonola?
Mm-hmm.
Leonola.
They thought Robert Lewandowski would be a big chance this year. He had Bayern Munich and Poland striker and scored 41 goals in the Bundesliga in 29 games. But Messi has won again. Lowest finish for quite a while since 2010 for Ronaldo. He finished down in 10th. And Sam Kerr, third in the women's Ballon d'Or.
Okay. Yeah. Has she been in that list before? Have to be.
She would have been in the finals, yeah. But no, she finished third. Okay. TAB Queensland Racing Carnival has arrived. Gamble responsibly. Call 1800 858 858 if you have dramas there. Chris Nelson, have you got any work to do?
Yes, I've actually been quite busy just looking over past races and probably doing form for race meetings tomorrow that won't happen. It's plenty to do, Pat. Don't worry about that.
I'm sure you've now got good insights into the track, into the polymer track, and it might be getting a workout in the near future.
I think it might. Looking at the rain this morning, I know that the Beerburrum weather station is probably the closest one we have to the Sunshine Coast track, and it's had 85 mils of rain overnight. So, look, I know things are going to clear up a little bit towards the end of the week, but... but should that be too much, then we've got that meeting this coming Friday night, which is we'll get shifted again to the Poly if need be. But I don't think we'll be shifting any other races onto the Poly at the Sunny Coast just yet, Heels. But watch this space. Maybe in the not-too-distant future.
There was still a lot of scratchings when it was on the polymer. How did the feedback go?
The feedback was the track raced really well. I don't think there's any damage to be up on the speed. That's always the case, though, with those sort of tracks. They have a little bit of kickback. So if you can race up on the speed and not get a lot of kickback in the horse's face, I think that works well. But look, we've got to give it time. It's hard to judge on one particular meeting. But yeah, a lot of scratchings there. I'm not 100% sure what the reason was for that, but we need a couple more to get a better idea.
Well, tomorrow's obviously going to be tough. We're in Doomben, 9 races scheduled there, including the recognition, which has been held over from Gold Coast on Saturday.
Yeah, it is going to be tough. I don't know whether this meeting will go ahead or not. There was a soft 6 last night. There's been obviously plenty of rain going through this morning through Brisbane, 20-odd mils so far that I see on the radar. More to come probably this afternoon and in the morning. And don't forget, we've got a big meeting there on Saturday. So, you know, it's one of those situations where you don't really want to chop up the track too much when you've got a meeting there on Saturday. But it's a real bugger, this rain. I wish it would go away.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Definitely disrupting the summer carnival.
It is.
Eagle Farm, see, we've got two meetings in 1 week, for Doomben. Eagle Farm just having a rest?
Mm. Yeah, having a bit of a renovation at the moment. You wouldn't read about it, would you? We had all those meetings at Eagle Farm and it didn't rain. Didn't rain for months. And we get the renovations at Eagle Farm, which would handle the rain, no problems. And we can't race there. It's just, I don't know, it's Murphy's Law. It's one of those things. No,
you haven't got many things wrong this year, you blokes. Yeah, the industry's gone well. 2 years.
It's been a great year for the industry. The figures are great. The wagering numbers are fantastic. It's been terrific. We don't want the rain to spoil it, Heels.
No, prize money up. Hey, I see a couple of little notes from you this morning. Bailey Notif's back?
Bailey Notif will be back riding at Ipswich next Wednesday. He's had that little break just to help with his weight issues, but he will be back riding at Ipswich next Wednesday, which is great news.
And if he has to do that every year, do it, Bailey.
Yes.
Just do it. Take some time off. The stress of wasting and the physicality of riding and the pressure of winning and succeeding. If you need a month or 6 weeks off every year, do it.
Yep. Otherwise, you'll run yourself into the ground, whereas this can keep him going for a long time.
Yeah. And I see he's only 24 probably this year. And I see, is it Robert Thompson?
Yes.
Who's retired? He's only 63. You've only got another 40 years to go.
What a man.
He's been riding forever, Robert Thomas. I thought he'd be in his 70s or 80s, Pat.
Yeah. Well, he said 49 years. He's been doing it 49 years, so he started at 14.
Mm. Yeah, he's been a staple in New South Wales around those country and provincial tracks for so long. But, yeah, a lot of people have to go and do some form now and just not back everything that that he rides.
He rides,
to go and actually do something like Pikey in Perth.
Oh, don't mention Pikey in Perth.
Why? Why? Haven't you been on him?
No, he knocked me off on the winter bottom on Saturday.
Oh, why weren't you on him?
No, I wasn't. I thought the favourite was Amoral.
Who was the jockey of that? Kaplan or Lapland? What's the Appland type bloke? That's the other pike in the West. It's the new one.
Chris Parnham.
Parnham, that's him. Was he the jockey?
I don't know.
Oh, I hope you haven't jumped off Pikey.
Paddy, I can tell you that Elite Street was the horse you're talking about, I'm gathering.
Yes.
And bled. So yeah. There were excuses.
I've heard that.
Yeah, he's not. He's hey, not
sounds like diet. You bled too.
Hey, just quickly, Deegan Trials off. We're stating the obvious there, I suppose.
Yeah, Deegan Trials, 12 and a half mils of rain up until earlier this morning. So they cancelled those trials. So we're missing runs everywhere with these horses. Trials and race meetings, not good. Not good for the trainers trying to program their horses.
No. Has this ever been done in you know, the history of racing? Glenn Boss, celebrity appearances around carnivals around Australia.
Probably not. Not that I can think of. Pat, you probably have more of an idea, but no, not that I can think of.
Come on, Bossy.
Make hay while the sun shines.
No, just keep your hand in, Bossy, and we'll get you to the Cairns Amateurs and you can pick and choose your races. We'll get you to Townsville, Darwin.
He can come up there as a guest speaker. Hey, we've got to go. Hey, Chris, thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Let's hope this weather improves and we find something to talk about over the next few days.
It would be nice. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, Chris.
Tab Queensland Summer Racing Carnival has arrived. It's not in full gear right at the moment. We've got our fingers crossed. Head to summercarnival.com.au. Gamble responsibly, though, and call 1-800-858-858 if you need a bit of help there. We've got to get straight to the news. Running a little bit late. Red Energy is our sponsors. Proudly sponsoring this. Call their Aussie team today, 131806.